Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I
Okay, Otto, you lie.
Welcome, everyone, to our Tuesday night show. It is June 14th, 2016. We have our Blog Talk Radio broadcast hosted by Nathan Hill in Orangeburg, South Carolina, and me, Ida Morris, and the wonderful Dr. Alali, who is with us from parts unknown, because she is traveling all across the United States to bring us great information to help us live healthier and stronger lives. And this part to when Dr. Alali, are you with us?
I'm here, Ida. I want to thank you and Nathan again for your gracious hospitality and your compassion and your mercy for hosting this show for us on Tuesday. For those of you who are not speaking, if you'll kindly mute the phone, we're getting some feedback in the background. And we have a wonderful show tonight. If you got an email blast, if you could mute your phone, if you're not speaking now, you can mute your phone. We would really appreciate it. Because we're getting some feedback on the line.
You might have to tell them how to mute the phone.
Okay, everyone, I'll have to have you tell them, Nathan, because there's so many radio shows I'm on. You're our engineer, so I'll let you tell them.
I think it's star six. I'm not sure for this one, but try star
okay.
six.
Okay, well, everybody try star six to mute your phone. And thank you so much. This is a wonderful show tonight because we're talking about electricity and blood clots. And we might be talking about it for 2 weeks because so many people are getting blood clots. So many people are having circulation disorders, especially in the head and in the legs, in the eyes and in the head and in the legs. And that is what's happening. That's the whole problem behind dementia and Alzheimer's. That's the problem behind all the eye diseases that we're seeing now, because the smallest organ of the body is the retina, which allows us to see. It helps. It's the holds the circulation, it supports circulation in the eye so we can give vision to the optic nerve and the lenses and all the anatomy and physiology of the eye. It's oxygenated, gets its primary source of oxygen from the retina. And when you have swelling of the retina and you have blood clots that are in the eye that impede circulation, it can cause all kind of pathology in the eye. Now, what inspired me to be talking about blood clots tonight and electricity? We have a guest that I was hopeful we were going to be able to hook on tonight or invite tonight, but she's got another agenda, so she'll be here next week. But she is doing a self-study on herself. She's a young woman, and she is reporting on the fact that she started developing blood clots, and one of her godparents contacted me on her behalf, and we went to do a survey at her house, and we found the numbers were through the roof, over 700. Oh. And so we retrofitted her bedroom with the bioharmonics, the Q1. Actually, we retrofitted her window with the new Q1 series that has that mitigates the windows and stops windows from turning into a taser gun. Glass will conduct electromagnetic radiation. And we did not know this until the end of last year, and we've been working for about 5 months to see how we could adjust the technology so we could block the static in glass. And Rod, if you're on tonight from Canada, you'll be excited to hear this, that the glass conducts EMF radiation. The glass conduction is so powerful that when we put the Q1, the new Q1, on the glass, it sent a bioharmonic through the entire room, and we did not need to put a Q1 by one or a half a Q on the filter behind this young lady's bed. And a miracle happened. The house has been done in about 6 weeks, and she called me, and she was ecstatic with joy. She said, "Dr. Lolly, not only are my lab reports normal, but they have taken me off of Coumadin, which is a blood thinner. It's a medication that helps to prevent blood clots." And I began to talk to her about her profession. She's a computer guru. She designs websites and builds apps and does webinars. And so she's a consultant, so she lives on the computer 12 hours a day. And the way she had her office rigged up, she was exposing herself to all these wires and all of this high electrical interference, and it was just really, really tremendous. So I want everyone to listen in next week for her testimony, because, you know, this has become such an awesome journey that who would imagine that when one guest wasn't available, that God would just have to give us somebody who had an international presence. And so we have the honor of having with us in studio tonight the distinguished Barbara Reynolds, who is one of the co-founders of the national newspaper USA Today. She's a McNair Fellow at Harvard University. She is the correspondent to the White House. If anything is happening in Washington, D.C., believe me, she's on the guest list. And she got her house done about 3 or 4 months ago. We did her bedroom. She's got one of the iSystems. And I'm going to let her tell her testimony, because we were just concerned about what was happening with her iHealth, that not only did we just look to do the flat battery remediation, we went to God in prayer and said, we need a miracle. And I'm going to let her talk about the miracle that she prayed for. Dr. Barbara Reynolds, we got to give up a clap, folks. Clap in your house, wherever you are. If you're driving, don't clap. But we got to clap to have this special guest sitting with us tonight. Dr. Barbara Reynolds. Oh, thank you so much, and I'm honored to be here and to talk about what really is a miracle. So let's start at the beginning. Last year, I had a cataract surgery operation. I had an operation on the cataract. And so about 3 months later, I went to the doctor, and they told me that I had a hole in the macula somehow I had a hole in my eye. And they said, this doctor said that I would have to have radical surgery. In other words, they would have to put some gel in my eye, and I would have to lay face down for maybe even as long as a week. I'd have to be bowed down. And even when they said bow, that word did not strike me correctly, to be bowed down to anyone but Jesus. So that really got me going. And the doctor said, go to my receptionist and we'll make the appointment. So when I went to the receptionist said, for some reason, our computers aren't working. So you have to fall back. So time went on, and in the meantime, my cousin showed up, Dr. Rhoda. She showed up, and I told her what was in my spirit, that I didn't believe I was supposed to have this radical surgery, and I believed God would heal me. And so what she did, she gave me her flat battery, and I began to massage my eye, and she showed me how to do it. And to make a long story short, I had to go to a specialist, and she knew what specialist I should go to, because I think that sometimes when you go to the wrong doctor, they see a chance to make money coming in the door. But this doctor, he did a chart, a flip chart, and this is where you see the numbers. And when he did this chart, I mean, it had been 3 months before that when I couldn't even see the letters. And I had used the battery and I had prayed. And when the first line came, I said, I see that. And then the next line, I said, I see that too. Then a lot of the letters got smaller and smaller. I said, I see them all. And I was jumping around in the chair because I couldn't see those 3 months before. And the doctor said, well, I don't know why you have to have a surgery. Something's happened. And I said, yeah, something happened. Jesus happened. And so I went back to the first doctor that had referred me, and she said, your vision is really improving. Now, I'm still praying, and I'm still using the flat battery. And so it occurred to me to say, well, what happened to the hole? Because do I still have the hole? She said, well, let me see. So she put up the X-ray of where the first one showed the hole. And she looked at the next X-ray that she just had done. And she said, well, you know what? The hole is there, but there's some tissue going over it. It's like it's healing all by itself. I said, no, it didn't heal all by itself. You know, no, Jesus is doing this. So today I went for my final checkup, and the doctor looked at my eye, and he said, well, you know, you can't, with the first, you know, my vision had gone down from 20 over 100. And he said, well, Ms. Reynolds, your vision in the right eye is 20/30, almost perfect, and your other left eye is perfect, 20/20. And he said, you know, about that hole, there's no hole anymore. It's all filled in. It's thick again. And he said that he's been a doctor, Dr. Spaulding, for 40 years. He said in his whole period of practice, only one other time had he ever seen a hole closed without surgery or some kind of spectacular medical procedure. So I had to thank God for putting Dr. Cousin, of course she's my cousin, I don't call her Dr. Cousin, but she is, you know, one of the smartest people I have ever met. And, you know, you can be smart but not have compassion, and that does people no good. But when you are smart, and you are governed and guided by the will of God, then you can be a person that will be able to save much of humanity. So I was so happy that this doctor said, well, you don't have, your vision is good now. You know, and to think that he's saying that in his 40 years of practice, And this had not happened, but one other time, and by the way, that person was also a believing Christian. But twice in 40 years, did such a thing happen? So I'm just saying, you know, I believe in miracles. And I thank God for my cousin, who not only gave me the battery to use, but referred me to the right doctor. So I think that her work is a breakthrough, and eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what lies ahead for those of you who will work with her. You know, just like when Moses was fighting a battle and Aaron was on one hand lifting his hands and Hur was on the other lifting their arms, she needs people like you who are supporting her so she can move this movement of she, you know, she's on the cutting. She's not only on the cutting edge. She's on the beginning of the wave that she is. It's like a wave that's moving across the country. And so to think that she has people like you who are pouring into her life. That means that you are part of what she does. When her applications and inventions heal, your hands are lifting her up so that she can reach many people. So it's a blessing that you're with her because God is with her, and miracles that you have never even seen before, I'm sure, will come to pass.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, we see something yourself once again. This is truly, truly, truly miraculous because let me share this with you about my cousin. She is one of the most critical skeptics. She will roll you down with her rolling pin and box your head. She got a book out called I Will Not Shut Up. This woman took on, you know, the who's who in media personalities. I mean, she wrote something that was adverse against Jesse Jackson, and they bombed her car. She walked with Martin Luther King. She can walk, goes in the White House whenever they have something going on. She's highly regarded at the National Press Club. And her literary skills are world-renowned. She has published so many articles and newspapers and books that I just can't name them all, but her latest is the biography of Coretta Scott King. She was commissioned. She worked on this book for almost 9 years, personally interviewing Coretta Scott King. And I got a chance to see the book in progress. And it was just so excited. So to preserve her sight, I came across, I said, cousin, I have to come through and check in on her about every 3 or 4 months. Or at least twice a year, I'll say, you know, because she fusses at me sometime for being gone so long. But she's one of my senior cousins, and I told her, I said, I'm coming in around the new year and just to check in on you. And she told me all the dynamics with her eyes. I said, whenever you have holes in the eyes and you have inflammation in your eyes, the eye is crying out for three things. One, oxygen. Two, some nutrients. And three, some energy. And I said, you know, the flat battery is just a device. It's an electrical safety device. But one of the things it can help you do is preserve your workstation so you're not losing the oxygen in your eye. You're not losing, you know, the nutrients. It will help to balance that static so it's not an assault weapon. And then because Minister David shared he's been using his flashlight for, since 2011. His doctor saying he has the best visual acuity in the entire 20-plus years that he's been going to this doctor. And he puts the flat battery over a tap light, the Sylvania dotted tap light, which has, it's a lead tap light, but it's kind of like military grade. And you just do 5 seconds. So when I told my cousin, I said, I'm going to get you a flashlight, and I want you to use this 5 seconds. She looked at me like I had really lost my mind and maybe she needed to call the psychiatric ward. She's like, I've never heard of such a thing. I've never seen such a thing. And I said, well, you know what? I said, try it and see if it works. And then because I'm a certified naturopathic health practitioner, I know that the eye, she's a journalist. She lives on her laptop. She lives in front of her computer. She lives on her tablet. And because she's in a constant electromagnetic field, we surveyed her workstation and found out that she was being exposed to more than 279 BMUs of radiation. So we filtered her down all the way down to 20. We retrofitted her workstation with the Q1 by 1, so it was balanced. But then she had another dynamic going on. She wears glasses. So as we learned, glasses will conduct that EMF radiation. So, Mario, I want you to know, I got out the prototype of the eyeglass mitigator, and she wore that prototype, and not only was it able to, you know, support her eyes, it was able to support, you know, her hearing. And all of a sudden, things began to change. And see, I've been a nurse in the nation's capital. So I know who's who's at the top of the list for medical management and medical care. And we have the distinguished Frank Spellman in this city, Dr. Frank Spellman, who is the baddest ophthalmologist, in my opinion, in the United States. He's highly recognized, highly regarded, and if people had their eyes were very vulnerable, and I mean they were on the cutting edge of losing their sight, I would beg him to take these clients in. And in Washington, D.C., I'm very distinguished as a wound care nurse. My wound efforts with diabetics is renowned here in the community because in my 30 years of doing wound care out of 40 years of nursing, I've only lost one leg to amputation, and that's all I work on is legs scheduled for amputation. So that's how I got to know the people on Capitol Hill, and that, and cousins on Capitol Hill. So I said, well, we're going to rig up your glasses, rig up your workstation, and rig up your bedroom. And I said, we're going to get you some antioxidants for the eyes and enhance your diet and get you drinking some of this green smoothie stuff and doing a plant-based diet most of the week. And lo and behold, look what happened. Because at the bottom, at the core foundation of her blood, of her eye swelling, was some inflamed blood vessels. And that's why she couldn't get the oxygen and the vitamins that she needed. And so the flat battery, just that 5 second, that 5 second energy to the eye, you know, the flat battery, we know when we test it in water, it helps to support the uptake or the, it helps to increase oxygen saturation. That's what the Hanometer shows. It shows that it also increases alkalinity in water. And so theoretically, that may explain what happened, because we know the technology was not invented. It's not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure. But what it is intended to do is to support and discharge static. And we've been training with the astronaut scientists, electrophysicists from NASA. And that's one of the biggest problems that they fight in managing the health of astronauts, is blocking them from absorbing static radiation. And so NASA is documenting that if you can block the static, you can preserve the health. So, because we really appreciate you coming by to give this little testimonial and to just really support us and encourage us. And one day you might just see an article that wraps the world three times of Dr. Reynolds writing about this technology, because soon, it's going to happen soon. We are so excited that we have been assigned to a special team of some of the top electrophysicists that work in this area, and we begin our training next Tuesday. So I'm sure I'll be on cloud nine by the time we do the show next week. But it's been tremendous. Blood clots and electricity. What is at the core of people getting blood clots? First, it starts, I was just looking at the definition of blood clot in the Free Dictionary, and it was talking about how an electricity, the relationship between electricity and blood clots. It begins with the swelling of a blood vessel. We've been talking about that for a year, angiitis. You can look up the ICD-9 or ICD-10 code. It's actually a diagnosis, and you can look it up on Google, and you will see that electricity, sustained exposure to electrical current, is one of the problems. And so when the blood vessel swells and the formed elements are moving through the blood vessel, the side of the walls inside the blood vessel can become very inflamed and irritated, and the blood, the red blood cells begin to go in a reverse spin. They go into a left reverse spin, and they begin to clump. And because when they're in left and reverse spin, they cannot carry oxygen. And this is one of the main problems of sustained exposure to EMF radiation. It can create an imbalance in the formed elements. When I say formed elements, I'm talking about the red blood cells, the white blood cells, and the platelets in the body. And when you're in reverse spin, the red blood cell cannot properly carry oxygen to the tissue, and it cannot properly offload carbon dioxide or other toxic waste. And so the cells clump together, and from that clumping, you develop a blood clot. And so I was so excited when this young woman contacted me to let me know what miracle she had happened to her in 6 weeks of having her home done. And we also have another person that I hope we can get on the line whose bedroom we retrofitted 2 months ago, who also had such poor endurance. She had irregular and abnormal blood results. And after having her bedroom retrofitted with the alpha filters and the beta filters and retrofitted with a Q1x1, she actually sent me a letter that her blood results are normal. And she was on a walker when I met her. She said she had such increased endurance that her use of her walker had decreased by about 30% or 40%. And it was just tremendous to see what is happening in the world when you reduce your exposure to electricity. You can support health. And on that note, I want to encourage everyone that's on the line tonight. The Cleveland Clinic doctors are talking about this. They're talking about how 1 in 3 women have heart disease. They're talking about the effects of electricity, especially cell phones, taking out the pacemaker of the heart. And because we have such sustained exposure to electricity, the top cardiologists at Cleveland Clinic are now telling everybody, we got to reduce our intake of meat. We need to have a plant-based diet. And I know I've been at the table with many of you that's on this radio show tonight. And matter of fact, my good Canadian friends had me eating octopus. I was eating a seafood dish, and I thought I had a burnt spaghetti string, and here it was one of the tentacles of an octopus. Now, I love fried calamari, and I love seafood stew. And I'll eat the octopus tentacles and chopped up and properly sliced. But when that whole octopus, little cute baby octopus, came up on my spoon, I could not eat that little octopus. And I said all that to say that, we need to be working on a plant-based diet. So every Wednesday, I have been training medical doctors in this new care model of how to use the flat battery to discharge static and as a balancer for retrofitting electronics. And it was so funny. We were watching this tape from Cleveland Clinic about plant-based diet, and it had affected me so over the last 3 months of training these doctors that I got on the scale, and I could not believe I had lost another 12 pounds. So I want you to know that this EMF conversation is expanding our world, that we applaud the Office of the Surgeon General and all the efforts that are forthgoing and now far-reaching out of the East Coast to the West Coast to get people to pay attention. So let's talk about ways we can reduce our exposure to electric current. Next time you sit down at your desk, look under the desk. Where are the wires that supports your monitor, your keyboard, your mouse, your CPU hard drive? If those wires are hanging down, you know, within a foot of your leg, you need to pull them up on the table, get you some twisties or some Ziploc, you know, the little tags that go, the little strings that go on your trash bag, and loop them together, bundle them together, move them up on top of your desk and out of the way so they're about 2 to 3 feet away from your legs. So many people are getting blood clots in their legs from sitting for 8 hours and not moving with the wires within 3 or 4 feet, inches of their legs, or having the hard drive within 3 or 4 inches of your legs. Move that hard drive from underneath your desk to on top of the desk or 2 feet away from the desk. You can get cables that stretch about 6 feet so your hard drive can be away from your legs. Also, you need to get up every hour, stretch your legs, move your legs, get one of those little peddlers from Gold Gym. They've got them at Walmart for $20. All you got to do is sit down and pedal right at your desk because it moves the lymphatic system. It helps to offload toxic waste from inside of the cell and in between the cells. It helps to stimulate circulation so you don't have blood, you know, stagnant blood from sitting and not moving. So it helps to exercise the body and reduce your risk for blood clots. If you're sleeping in your bed, you got to know the energetics of your bed. Are you under a ceiling fan? Are you under a light? Do you have a air condition that blows across your bed? Whenever you have these types of electrical dynamics, it is good to put a filter, use the alpha or beta filters that we talked about with the Q1 by 1. You can contact our office at 800-615-0456, 800-615-0456. Again, 800-615-0456, extension 106. So we can put you in contact with health physicists in Canada, primarily in the Montreal, Quebec area, or in the United States from coast to coast, from California to New York City. We have practitioners in Jacksonville, Florida, and Atlanta, in North Carolina, Charlotte and Raleigh, and soon to be in Durham. We have practitioners in Ohio. Matter of fact, one of the top construction companies in Ohio does mitigation of homes with our technology. So call us if you have a need, because you need to reduce your exposure to electrical currents. Unplug things in your bedroom. When you're laying down, your body is very vulnerable for absorbing radiation, absorbing static, and putting you at risk for developing a blood clot, especially if you've got one of them big 60-inch TVs, flat-screen TVs in your bedroom, and it's watching you. Instead of you watching it all night long, you're being irradiated by these entities. If you've got those curly Q light bulbs in your lamps beside the bed, replace them. Go back to the conventional light bulb, because we now know those light bulbs are 1,000 times higher in electromagnetic fields than the old light bulb. And people with lupus are breaking out in radiation rashes. The medical community is documenting and archiving these people who are breaking out in these rashes. So we've got a few minutes for question and answers. Anybody have a question, you can unmute your line and push pound 1 and you can speak. Any questions on the line tonight? Well, if we don't have any questions on the line, I want you to know in moving forward that last Monday I spent the day at a bioengineering conference in Florida in the middle of the Hurricane Colin. I've never seen so much rain. We got hydroplanes. But I was able to meet some of the bioengineers from the insurance companies, as well as from some cardiac, some companies that make scopes, endoscopes for procedures, for studying the heart, for various blood flows through the heart, as well as a nerve impulse and impulse conduction through the heart. And it was miraculous for me to see how they are incorporating this new call to action from the Office of the Surgeon General and what the future holds for us. because we were able to talk to some of the insurance companies like Kaiser Permanente and Blue Cross Blue Shield, and they are actually doing research and investigating how they can support their clients with enhanced environmental health. You know, what ways should they include environmental adaptation in the care models? And so I don't feel like the Lone Ranger anymore. I feel like that my voice is far-reaching. And to have this testimony come in of two people within 1 week who had problems with blood clotting and blood clots and the formed elements of their blood now balanced, and one of them totally off of Coumadin or warfarin, is just miraculous. And to have one of America's sweethearts, Dr. Barbara Reynolds, who has just been phenomenal in bringing the whole movement of civil rights and the King legacy to be viewed by the world. I mean, she actually has interviewed people like Nelson Mandela. She's interviewed all of the last presidents for probably the last six or seven, up to Richard Nixon, beginning with Richard Nixon, on up until this day, even President Barack Obama. And I feel so humbled and honored to have someone of her stature be my cousin. Imagine, here we were running around in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill for 10 years. We didn't even know we were cousins, but we happened to love the same passage of Scripture, and that's Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54 is where God writes a love letter to women. If you've never read it, you need to read it. Because in this story, he tells women who are barren that they are unique and anointed to work in places that are desolate. Desolate and have great darkness. And I've always admired her courage. Because she was named Mother of the Year in D.C., she has so many children that she didn't birth into the world biologically. She has no biological children, but yet this woman has birthed the dreams, and she's a dream keeper. She has birthed and nurtured the dreams of so many people throughout Washington, D.C. And when we met through the makings of a tea party, and when we found out we loved the same passage of Scripture. Because I told her, I said, you know, I'm one of those barren women too. I've never conceived a child. But I always felt an extraordinary, inordinate gift to humanity. And that's why, you know, when the opportunity came to birth the flat battery, it was so much bigger than me. I received it as a gift just for myself. And I've shared this story on a couple occasions. I went to get my hair done, and my hairdresser said, well, how's the breast cancer? I said, what breast cancer are you talking about? I'm healed of breast cancer, and I pulled down my shirt to show her the breast tissue, and she began to weep. She said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to keep on living. She said, but aren't you going to share this with the world? And I said, I have no resources to share it with the world. It takes a lot of money to do this stuff, and I don't really have the wisdom or the strength or the guidance to even launch a business on this level. And she told me, she said, you're very selfish. She said, for God to give you something like that, the only person you could think about, do you realize 80% of the women coming in this salon, either they have breast cancer, their mother has breast cancer, their daughter has breast cancer, their sister has breast cancer. We're suffering from breast cancer, and you have an answer, and you won't help. And that became the fuel behind my vision, my journey, to take this flat battery forward. And I feel so humbled to have all of you on this radio station tonight, to our engineer, Jonathan Hill, who is an amazing, courageous angel. I've never met him face to face. He had the audacity of hope and mercy to tell me, I believe in you. It moves me deeply. And to Ida Morris, who heard about me and had the audacity of hope to book herself a flight to come from South Carolina to California to shake my hand. I was so humbled that people were really, really embracing this campaign. And to my family in Canada, to Rod Groom, who is in a former life was a banker, who has such a critical eye to evaluate things for to be integritous, to have integrity and honor and value, who said, I don't care what people say, I want to investigate this thing for myself, who invested in his own equipment to begin to evaluate how it works with water and how it works with growing agriculture and how it works on his dog. I mean, anything that act like it had life moving, Rod had the flat battery on to see if he could get a new vision for the flat battery. And then to Mario, said, I believe in you, Dr. Lally, when the opportunity for longevity came along. He said, I'll be on your team to strengthen you, to lift you. Even though we don't know what happened, the beta project went forward, and then all of a sudden it diffused almost as fast as it became. But that did not kill our hope. We continue to hope. We continue to believe. And Nathan said, I'm going to sponsor this radio show and lift your voice up to the world. And lifted us all the way up to Capitol Hill, where families began to hear about this technology, blocking static, and how children were living seizure-free. And by the way, I was in the hurricane storm with Marcia, the nurse that was on the show about 6 weeks ago, telling everybody about her MS. I haven't seen her in years. I haven't seen Marcia since maybe 2013. The last time I had seen her was up at Columbia, where she fell continuously. She fell in the street trying to lift my voice up to the world. We were trying to go across the street to get in a car to go to Columbia, and she fell on the curb. We had to get people to help get her up, and she was falling. She was so weak. We had to send her home from the conference early, and she went home and fell and tore her rotator cuff and ended up in the hospital. And Marcia came down to the bioengineering conference. Now, you ready for this? She has been totally taken off of all her MS medication. And Marcia had so much strength and stamina. She was on her cane, but we walked for blocks and blocks and blocks at this huge conference. She was out walking me. Generally, when I have traveled with Marcia before, we have to make sure she's in the bed by 7:30, 8 o'clock, because she loses her energy so fast. She was hanging out with us. Some days she didn't even go to bed 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And we could not believe today she had a presentation for her pastors at her church for pulpit safety campaign to use our protocol in the pulpits. When she walked in and they saw how strong she was, they remembered how sick she was, falling down, staggering around, trying to press her way. And then the doctor said, well, did you find the medication to help you? She said, Doc, I found flat batteries. I wear two of them, one in each shoe. And it's miraculous what they're doing for me. I'm on no medication. I have so much energy and so much stamina that my doctors are totally blown away. And so I spent my morning, she called me. I spent my morning in tears. I've been in tears kind of all day long, just thinking about the grace of God multiplying my life through all of you. And when Barbara called me, Dr. Reynolds, and said, girl, my hole has healed in my eye, a miracle that one of the top eye doctors in the world that he has never seen it. He's not a doctor out in a remote jungle somewhere. He's in a cosmopolitan urban environment with millions of people. He has hundreds of patients that he sees a week. And he has never seen such a miracle but one other time in his 40 years of practice. I thank you for being on the line tonight to celebrate with me yet another miracle, yet another ray of hope, yet another word of encouragement that we have scratched the surface. We are making something exciting happen for our nation, especially at a time on the eve that we look at all this violence down in Orlando. We have to ask the question, is our environment, are they making us sick? Are they making us so that we have sustained anger and paranoia and anxiety? There's a lot of questions, a lot of things we have to investigate in the world ahead. But if nobody else has anything to share tonight, I want to say I thank you all for being my angels, being the strength that I climb with, and the hope, because we're getting ready to rock. I got flowers from the astronauts. I should have sent everybody the flowers so they can see for my birthday. And I've never seen palm trees bend all the way over. But I was so glad to find shelter in the middle of Hurricane Colin so I could be on this line tonight. And I thank you again for being here. I want to say goodnight to everyone. You can unmute your phones and say goodnight. And everybody have a fabulous week. This subject matter, blood clots and electricity, continues. In the interim, unplug your bedrooms, get the head off the wall. This is Dr. Lally. I love you so much. You all over and out. Have a fabulous week.
Good night.
Bravo, Zulu, Dr. Lally. I believe in you.
Thank you, Mario. And we're going to jump on a conference call.
Right.
So we can talk about Montreal, okay?
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah.